Panhandle fishermen landed more than 104 million salmon in 2013, according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, which estimates a preliminary value of over $219 million. That's second only in value to 2011, when the region saw a total salmon catch worth more than $225 million. This year's value could very well surpass that after post-season price adjustments are in. The same goes for the statewide harvest, which was worth a preliminary estimate of over $691 million. That's second only to 1988, which saw a statewide catch worth $724 million. Southeast Alaska's big season was propelled by an all-time record pink salmon catch of more than 89 million fish worth $124 million. The vast majority of pinks are caught by seiners. Jaron Bruce is assistant director of the Division of Commercial Fisheries.
Southeast Alaska is a huge pink salmon producing area. You know, it's a large area geographically, and it has lots and lots of pink salmon producing streams in it, and so it's got a lot of potential. And when the conditions are right, that potential flowers and it produces a lot of fish. I mean, we've caught, you know, 70 million before, so, you know, we are going to be over 90 probably this year. So, you know, I mean, it's not on the harvest this year is not, you know, sort of order of magnitude above what we've seen in other peak years.
But Bruce found it remarkable that the entire Gulf region from southeast to the Alaska Peninsula produced very good or record pink numbers.
So generally, ocean conditions for these pink salmon were very good. And a lot of them survived. Now, they were smaller than typical. They were small fish, which indicates, you know, that there was competition out there in the ocean for food. It didn't mean that a bunch of them died because they couldn't find something to eat, but they didn't grow as fast as they might have grown if there was less competition.
The Southeast chum salmon catch was down this year and worth less than half as much as last year. Yet with an estimated value of $43 million, chum still represented the next most lucrative species for the region. It's been the most valuable species during down years for pink salmon, like last year. Most Southeast chum are hatchery-reared, while nearly all of the region's pinks are from natural runs. The lion's share of chum salmon are caught in the net fisheries, but they've grown more and more important to trollers. Bruce says the Southeast troll fleet landed a record catch of over a million chum this year.
So they're getting quite good at targeting chum salmon, and that's quite a change in their fishery.
All of the gear groups benefited from a big coho haul of 3.5 million fish worth $23 million. That's nearly 1.5 million more fish worth more than $4 million over last year. While the Southeast king salmon quota was down substantially, the catch was worth more than $17.4 million, $1.4 million above 2012. Most of the kings are caught by trollers. More than any other region in the state, according to Bruce, Alaska benefits from having all five species of salmon.
You know, you look at Prince William Sound, and it comes closer, but it doesn't have the big Chinook or big coho production. And its chum salmon production is less, but it has big pinks and it has more sockeyes, quite a lot more sockeyes than Southeast. You look at Kodiak, Kodiak's mostly pinks and sockeyes. You look at the Peninsula, it's pinks and sockeyes. And Bristol Bay, of course, is virtually all sockeyes. Cook Inlet's virtually all sockeyes, Upper Cook Inlet. So that's really a unique and distinguishing quality in Southeast Alaska, and I think it's really helps this area.
Taking volume and price into account, sockeye was the least valuable species for Southeast, where the catch of just over 900,000 fish was worth a preliminary estimate of around $10 million on the docks in 2013. That's up about $2 million from last year. By contrast, sockeye remained the most valuable salmon species statewide, with a preliminary worth of $284 million. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.